Saturday morning, and time for the Coach's Corner, live on Thunder Country KIIC. The Coach's Corner is brought to you by Community First Credit Union. The Coach's Corner is heard every Saturday from 9 until 10, or until Jason wraps it up, on KIIC, live from the lobby of the new Community First Credit Union in Albia at the intersection of Highway 34 and 5. The Coach's Corner takes a look at the world of sports with a special emphasis on local sports, including reports and interviews from coaches and players with our very own Jason Summers.
Yes, bitch, he's on all these.
Yo, dog, pull up your pants. Your underwear is showing.
And now live from Community First Credit Union at the intersection of 5 and 34, it's the Coach's Corner.
Jason Summers will return with Coach's Corner after a quick message from our sponsors.
There's no need to look any further than Community First Credit Union for the right deal on your next auto loan. For a limited time only, CFirst is offering a fixed auto loan rate as low as 2.49% APR for up to 72 months. Take advantage of the falling rates and extended terms today and get yourself a new car with an auto loan rate as low as 2.49% APR. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. APR is annual percentage rate, terms and qualifications apply. Rate subject to change at any time. Federally insured by the NCUA.
When people leave one job for another, they usually take their personal stuff along with them. Yet, millions of people still leave their 401k behind. Fortunately, Edward Jones can help you control your money. We'll explain your options and, if appropriate, help you roll over your 401k without paying taxes or penalties. To learn more, contact me, Brian Crosser, your Albia Edward Jones Financial Advisor at 18 Washington East on the south side of the square. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
In today's economy, protecting what you have and keeping what you earn is on everyone's mind. As an independent insurance agency, Summers Insurance not only shops around for the most competitive premiums on the market, but we can also give you the small-town, friendly, neighborly service that you expect and deserve. For more information on how you can save money and protect yourself with our home, auto, business, life, and health insurance, call 641-932-7163 or 800-932-7163. Summers Insurance, serving Southern Iowa for over 75 years.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back to the Corner 34 and 5, back to the Coach's Corner. And while I'm sitting next to the head coach of the Albia Lady D Golf Team, head coach Mike Dewey, and first of all, Mike, we talked a few short weeks ago, and you guys had such a big run ahead of you, And, what an amazing journey you guys have been on and been through as a team. And we're going to sit here today and talk with Cassie Krall, who is qualified for state. This is some good stuff.
Yeah, we really did have a good run. Tickled with what happened in regionals at Albia when we were able to pull that off and beat PCM, which is just a huge upset for us, as we talked about. Actually had a good showing at Sheridan in regional round two. We beat the team that had beat us at Albia, Nevada. So that was good stuff. We're still shy of Atlantic and Clarinda. Essentially, we shot 400, and teams are going to the state tournament with, Clarinda and Atlantic are going with 376 and 384, and there's a 390 going, a 392 going. So we're starting to get in that same. We're mixing it up with the good ones. So,
well, I look up on the banners in the room or in the gymnasium, and it's really impressive the run that you guys have put together and you know how you guys are competing and this is a really young club. I mean, this is a young team. We talked about that before, but the future is just amazingly bright.
Yeah, it really is. It's hard to not be excited about next year. Don't want to get too excited. I was just business with my wife about that last night. That's what happened to PCM, and they've been third ranked in the state the entire year, and they fully expected with all their seniors they were headed to state. They just were completely counting on it, and that's golf, and we dashed those dreams. And I feel good about what we did with that. I am disappointed for that squad. We've got a lot of good friends and on the PCM squad, and they really did deserve a state run. But not getting ahead of ourselves, we have a great opportunity next year. We lost Anna Riley, and we'll miss her. She's contributed a number of times with, our second best round. But we'll have everybody back, and we're talking a lot about the summer this year and making sure that we make the commitment we need to try and make to make next year special.
Doesn't it become a little bit easier as a coach, to get the girls or your kids to be energized to go to work in the off season when they've had the level of success that they've had and they get a little taste of what the future might look like?
Oh, for sure, it is fun to win. Like they always say in sport, and especially with golf. I mean, the pride in your integrity and honesty and the way that you conduct your own golf. Conduct yourself on the golf course is number one, but then it's fun to win, and we've had that junior program for so many years, so we're used to being together and doing it, and summers are still fun for us, and that is good stuff.
You've got a young lady sitting across from us that we're going to talk with in just a few seconds. But Cassie is qualified for state. You know, she's going to come back and be you know, your leader again, and your underclassmen. But she had to make a big strides to get to, you know, this year. She had a really big year, a maturing year.
Yeah, she's as a junior, she's creating herself a pretty good little highlight reel already after 92 and 93 scores last year in the first two rounds of regionals, and then a 93 again in the final round of regionals this year that qualifies her for state. You know, she probably won't remember all those scores as her life goes on, but she'll definitely remember in her, you know, in her lifetime, or she'll remember all of her life, I guess is what I want to say, being the conference medalist this year, going to the state tournament, being all conference for two or three years if she makes it next year. And she'll remember those things, and she deserves it.
Well, she's earned it, and she's going to get the chance to demonstrate to her talents on the big stage. And you know, that every time you take another step up a ladder in terms of the competition, it also brings a little more attention to you. And with that, then, you know, the kids got not only to deal with the game of golf, but they've got to think about, you know, the little bits of pressure that get upon you.
Yeah, that's right. You know, it does add pressure, and she's no different than any golfer. She certainly feels it when you first begin that round, and then you get down to business, and it's like every other sport, you know, basketball or whatever. I mean, you have those nerves to begin with, and then you remember what you're doing, what you're supposed to be doing, and you just play along, and that's what she'll do, and she'll enjoy the experience.
Well, from a spectator standpoint, and you know, golf at the high school level is kind of hard to get the level of spectators that you get maybe at other contests because it's spread out so far. But what does a coach do during a meet? What are the things that you do, and do you get any interaction at all with the kids when they're out on the course?
Actually, we are allowed to coach between green and tee. We can talk and we can coach. You know, most all the coaches temper that. The gals are ready to play when they get to the meet. Making crisis intervention swing changes, you know, that's radical and ridiculous. But it does give us an opportunity to visit. We talk about course structure or, you know, that sort of thing. Or even like you see the caddies do on TV, we're able to discuss a little bit. You know, we can discuss wind speed and that sort of thing, and play off the opportunity what to hit on a par three. So that's good, and it's calming and keeps a good focus. So we do get to coach in that regard.
It's really interesting stuff. I guess you do kind of become like a caddy if you're walking around with them, you kind of get to add some pointers on clubs and those type of things. But it's got to be a little stressful for you too, because I know that Cassie's feeling all the pressure trying to, and your girls on the course. You know, they got to make the shots, but when you care about them so much, it's you sit back, you know, there's nothing else you can do but stand and watch.
Well, you know how that is. You've coached. We've got Albie apparent coaches all over this community, you know, you just feel it just like they do, you know, and maybe even worse than when you're competing yourself, but that's just part of the game.
Well, here just you know, a few days ahead of her trip and the opportunity to go and compete at state, what are those last minute things that, you know, as a coach you're trying to instill in her, and what's those bits of advice that you're giving her?
Well, I think actually we've been practicing the same way that we always do. We start an evening usually with chips and something that's lighter, and you work your way all the way up through your middle irons and woods, and we just do the same exact thing that we do every single time that we're getting ready to play just our 9-hole meet at Albia Golf and Country Club. So, you know, business is normal that way.
Well, head coach of the Ivy Ladies, head coach Mike Dewey, and he's got an outstanding Lady D golfer, made it to state. And here in just a second, we're going to take a timeout. We're going to come back. We're going to talk with Cassie Krull about her outstanding season and about this great opportunity that lies ahead of her when we come back. Back to the Corner 34 and 5. You're listening to the Coach's Corner.
Spring is here, and so are the Iowa Cubs. With 18 home games in the month of May, now's a perfect time to catch the action at Principal Park. This month's promotional schedule is stacked. It includes dollar hot dogs, two classic baseball card set giveaways, and three Friday night fireworks shows. To view the entire promotion schedule or to purchase tickets, visit iowacubs.com or call 515-243-6111. Iowa Cubs baseball. Come for the fun. Stay for the game.
Hey golfers, hope you're headed to Honey Creek Resort and the Preserve Golf Course this weekend. Specials include unlimited play Memorial Day weekend, and that includes your cart both Sunday and Monday for just $49. Plus, you can wear our nation's colors and receive 10% off any merchandise items in the award-winning Pro Shop. Call the golf shop to set up your tee times at 641-724-1400.
When you are looking for a way to pay tribute to your loved one, think of something that will last for many years and many generations to see. A monument will accomplish this. You can put it all in stone. Pictures, sayings, whatever you can imagine can be etched in the monument of your choosing. Senate Pierschbacher Funeral Home can help you in choosing the monument that best fits your needs. Call Senate Pierschbacher at 932-5197 and ask how you can get a discount on your monument.
This Beef Bite brought to you by Kent Farm Management in Sheraton.
Little is known about the first visitors to the land of lean beef. Legend has it they arrived with a fierce hunger in their eyes and stomachs. If only someone had stopped plundering for T-bone long enough to keep a journal. But anyone who's breathed the hickory-smoked air here knows, well, that's easier said than done. Discover the power of protein in the land of lean beef. Beef. It's what's for dinner.
Brought to you by Kent Farm Management in Sheraton.
Need to deposit a check quickly? With Community First Credit Union's mobile banking app, you can electronically deposit checks from an iPhone or Android device that has a camera. It's simple. Take a picture of the check, upload, and you're done. No more running to a branch with your check or tracking down a stamp to send it in. It's that easy. And best of all, mobile deposit is a free feature of our mobile apps. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Well, happy Memorial Day weekend to you. And once again, I want to give a shout out of appreciation to all that have served this country and for those who have given the ultimate sacrifice of their lives, their blood, their limbs. And our hearts go out to all of those families who have had to suffer that loss. But fortunately, we've reaped the benefits of those who have been brave and served this country because we get to sit and talk about anything we want to talk about anywhere in this great big country of ours. And today we're going to talk with Cassie Krull, who has qualified for state golf. And Cassie, you know, you're just a junior. You came in after a tremendous sophomore year, and you had the expectations of being a leader on this squad. And you really have carried that banner well. And you know, dealing with a full season of having to be the leader, that's a lot of pressure. But you know, you've have a great deal of patience in order to handle, as Coach was talking off the air, a 5-hour journey every time you go out on the golf course, because that's 5 hours where you have to be patient.
Yeah, that's for sure. I think I've handled the pressure pretty well this year, and just to get it to stay, my first round, I didn't do so well, and I owe it to my teammates to get this opportunity to go to state, because they really, like, picked me up, and without them, I wouldn't be here today.
Well, over the course of the year, what are those things that you've found that maybe you've most improved on? What parts of the game and those things that you maybe have really strived to improve upon and have seen those type of benefits?
I've really improved on my, like, mid-iron shots. They really save me in my game and play, because my drives haven't been the greatest this year. But then if you have a great second shot, then it just makes up for it.
Well, I just talked to Coach about, you know, what his role is as he goes around the course. And as a golfer, what are those things, you know, you look for from your coach, or those things that maybe when you're going from shot to shot that you're thinking about or contemplating?
Mike is always there to pick me up. He can tell if I'm having a bad day or good day just by my walk. And he'll come and he'll calm me down, or he'll just cheer me up, and he'll always like give me advice on what to do for the next hole and just shake it off if I have a bad hole.
You know, you're a great competitor. That's just that's in you. And, you know, watch you in youth sports and watch you grow up in basketball and volleyball and the things that you do. You really love to compete, but you got other people around you, and this is a team sport. But we're finding out right now you're going to compete on an individual level. Do you feel a little different pressure out there as an individual? And you know, what are those things you have to break yourself down into a place where you can handle those stressful moments?
Yeah, it'll be different going up there by myself. But last year I went to regionals as an individual, and it was intimidating at first. But then once you get on the course, it's just like any other meet, because you don't golf with Albia people when you golf in a tournament as a team. So it's just like any other meet. So
get a chance to meet other great golfers, and I think that when you compete against the best, it draws out the best from you.
Yeah, that's true. So hopefully that'll work on Tuesday and Wednesday.
You got a big few days ahead of you. What are those things here? You plan to get prepared? You take tomorrow off and Monday off. You get to relax a little bit. But what are those big things you're planning to do here as we approach the final minutes?
Monday we have a practice round at Ames at 4:30 before the big day on Tuesday and Wednesday. So hopefully it goes well.
Is this a course you played before?
No.
Well, hey, the last time I checked, the balls were all the same. The grass, well, it's a little bit greener, more greener than particularly right now, and a little bit wetter. But the truth of it is, it doesn't matter where you lay the ball down or where you swing the club. It everything's the same.
Yeah, pretty much. I just hope it all goes well.
Well, one thing about you, you've worked hard, young lady, and you've demonstrated great leadership this year. You guys have had a great run as a team, and you find yourself in a really an amazing place to qualify for state. But you don't get there by accident, and you've worked hard, and you've earned that right. And now you get to go out, and my little bit of coaching advice: enjoy it.
Thank you.
Cassie Krall, what an outstanding season she's had. Just a junior. You got a whole another year ahead of you, Cassie. And so, we don't want to wish away any moments right now. We want to enjoy these moments. But man, I tell you, the future is just blazing bright for you guys.
Yes, I hope next year we can all make it together as a team. So that's the goal.
Well, you guys have been knocking down goals. And how about beating PCM at home and the regionals? That had to be a big moment for you girls.
Yeah, that was probably the highlight of the season, because PCM has beat us at every single meet that we've run into them. And they were, I think, the third or fourth team overall in 3A, and we're ninth. So to upset them was pretty awesome.
You know, did you feel the anticipation coming down to the end? Did you kind of know where you guys were at? Did you guys have a feeling that you were going to have a shot there at the end? And how'd that feel?
We had a pretty good feeling. Like, it was really close, and then when it got down to the wire, we realized that we beat them by one, and that was, it was crazy.
Well, crazy is an affectionate word when we talk about the way that you guys have golfed, and you particularly, and man, what a great season, and we look forward to even a brighter future and big things out of you as you go to state, and go and have fun, young lady.
Thank you.
Cassie Krall, the outstanding junior golfer. She's qualified for state, and she's going to have a great time up there. And we'll keep you all updated on the results. But man, the future looks really bright, folks. So you'll want to keep your eye on this lady golf team. And we'll take a quick time out. We'll be right back here. Back to the Corner 34 and 5. You're listening to the Coach's Corner.
We'll be right back with the Coach's Corner. Keep your dial at 96.7 FM.
Hi, I'm Sam with KB Zone Auto, inviting you to stop by our location just off A Avenue on Highway 432 in Oskaloosa. You'll find a great selection of late model vehicles affordably priced. And remember, if you don't see what you're looking for, stop in and visit with me and I will find the vehicle that meets your needs. You can also visit our website at kbzoneauto.com, which shows our current inventory. When it's time for your next vehicle, come see me at KB Zone Auto, Highway 432 Oskaloosa, just across from Frosty Udder. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, and Saturday, 9 to noon. We also sell car and utility trailers as well.
Need to deposit a check quickly? With Community First Credit Union's mobile banking app, you can electronically deposit checks from an iPhone or Android device that has a camera. It's simple. Take a picture of the check, upload, and you're done. No more running to a branch with your check or tracking down a stamp to send it in. It's that easy. And best of all, mobile deposit is a free feature of our mobile apps. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. Federally insured by the NCUA.
No one wants to think about their own mortality, but pre-planning a funeral can be an important decision. After the passing of a loved one, there are often feelings of guilt, stress, and indecision, which can make planning a service difficult. Pre-planning allows the individual or family to make the decisions beforehand, with the benefit of time and guidance from your loved one to help honor their wishes. Tharp Funeral Home in Albia can help you pre-plan a service while being sensitive to your desires and to other considerations like cost. Contact Cody or Richard at 932-3129 at Tharp Funeral Home. The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back to the Coach's Corner, back to the Corner 34 and 5. And we're trying to dodge raindrops this morning. These guys that are here with me now, they're pretty fast. I don't know, Coach. Coach Tyler Ratliff joining me, the coach of the Albia boys track team, and a guy that is sticking his chest out a little bit farther today. And Coach, you know, I don't even know where to begin, because this run that you guys have been on has been one of historic measures, and I know as time usually does, it will give you a chance to reflect back on what may be one of the most historic track season in Albia history.
Yeah, you know, we were blessed this year with a bunch of good, hardworking young runners, and they just came through for us all year long, from the time we started our indoors up at Iowa State and in Central, all the way through into the Drake Relays qualifying period mid-season, and came out of nowhere and medaled at the Drake Relays in the 4x4, and into the season up with not only just a 4x4 state title, but they were top two in the 4x2 behind a team who had four seniors running, top seven in the 4x1, and that 4x8 was top 10 at ninth place. So we just had a pretty solid season.
Well, Coach, we could kind of see that the recipe was being put together for that kind of success. But, you know, these guys had to overcome, like a lot of schools had to this year, they had to overcome Mother Nature, who wasn't really kind. This preseason going into track season was rough. And then once it got here, Mother Nature didn't really let up. And so, you know, those are the reps that you have to get the time, the type of timings you need to compete at the state level and to break records. You really didn't have the kind of atmosphere you'd like to have to do that. Yet you guys found ways to get that done.
Yeah, you know, we it was cold at the beginning, and we started going out. Once it hit 40 degrees, we went out to the track, even if it was just for a little bit, to get through some handoffs and maybe a couple for 200 repeats. But we took that time, and about the third day we went outside in that type of weather, the kids understood that, hey, we're still going to be okay at the end of this practice. And yeah, we might be a little bit chilly, but if we run a little bit quicker, we can get back inside a little sooner. And they really never complained too much after the first few times we did it. In fact, I remember Later in the season, when it dropped down, it was like 36 degrees with a wind chill of 28. I showed up to practice, and they're all in sweats and hoodies, and I think it was like even raining that day. And they started complaining because we weren't going outside. So it was just the desire they had. They set those goals. They knew what they wanted to achieve, and they were willing to work through whatever was thrown at us to get there.
We're going to talk about the guys in terms of their muscle twitch, their fast muscle fibers, because they certainly got it's gifted them with some amazing talent. But I'm going to talk about their reserve tank. And the reserve tank that they've got that drives them to be champions. Because, you know, you have to have that underlying desire to win, that mentality of a champion. You know, it's an easy thing to have the pursuit to win. You kind of have a little dream to win, but what makes a champion is that reserve tank that wills you to win.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And we'll just start with the first outdoor meet. We had a young man who hopefully will be willing to come out next year, but he had to, because of outside circumstances, he had to step away from the track team this year. And when that happened, all of a sudden we had a 4x4 team that could possibly maybe make it to state again into a three-person 4x4 team. So on the bus, I looked at Alex Schultz and I said, "Hey, Alex, you're in the 4x4 tonight." He looked at me and he said, "Really?" Because Alex isn't really known for his distance running, and that's what he considers a 400. But I said, "Yeah." He was like, "Okay." And, you know, we dropped our time 4 seconds from the previous indoor meet, and then, you know, the rest was just history there. But these guys do. They have that reserve tank. They're willing to put in that extra effort, but it's really from the shoulders up, I think. They want to win. And after that 4x4, Alex was laying down on his back just off the track, and I was pretty excited because we ran a solid time. A time first outdoor meet that could have qualified us for state at the end of the season. I was like, "What did you think of that?" And he was honest. He's like, "I hated that." I said, "You'll run it again, though, right?" He goes, "Oh, yeah, I hate getting beat worse than that." So, you know, that mentality is there. It's been bred in through the last 4, 5, 6 years in all the sports programs here in Albia. You know, if you look at where we were 10 years ago and where we are now, we're so much further ahead because of the mental ability to push through the pain and the feeling of uneasiness to get to that end result.
It's a culture of winning, and it is. It's not something that's defined immediately on the scoreboard. It's an attitude that, and like Alex said, you know, you either have to have the exceptional motivation that winning tastes really, really good, or losing tastes really, really bad. But you better have that appetite one way or another if you want to be a champion.
You're exactly right. And the nice thing, and just from the top to the bottom on our track squad this year, everybody had that mentality. They really like to win. You know, winning isn't everything, and we both know that. It's a culture that's really bred over time, but you know what? Winning is fun, and the
yeah,
key.
Yeah, Joe, I have you. But I'm recording about on that this channel
today.
Too.
The key for the season wasn't to go win a state title. It wasn't to medal at Drake Relays. It wasn't even to see how many records we could break. My goal for the track team this year was simply to have fun. If you have fun, you know you're going to be a whole lot better.
Well, and having fun isn't at a half best. You know, I as a coach, you know, I sit and talk philosophy way too often, and that's probably to our demise. But as a coach, you know, you don't. If I say to the kids, "Hey, let's go play a game of tic-tac-toe," after a while, it's not much fun, and so you really don't put your best into it. And you know, if you're playing with a younger brother or sister, and you're playing a game that you know you're letting them win, you know, it's fun to be with them. But after a while, you're not putting much into it, and you start to lose the joy in it. And if you don't find the joy in doing something, you're not going to put your best effort in. You don't put your best effort in, well, you know the results of that, and we've seen that before.
Yeah, you're exactly right. You know, I guess there's a difference between having fun and going out there and wasting your time while having fun. And these guys, they went out and they had fun, but they had a purpose and a goal for each day after practice, for each event at the meets. You know, their mental imagery came into play. Hey, we can have fun. If we have fun, we'll relax. If we relax, we'll be quicker. If we're quicker, we'll do better.
Well, do better is what they've done, and getting better is what they'll do. And this is a young, oh my gosh, just to sit and think about it, it's hard to even put it in perspective. This is such a young group of guys, the things that they can accomplish, you know. But there's a whole world of other people out there wanting the same thing. So you can't rest on where you've been.
That's right. You always have to look forward. You know, we're enjoying this time, and I'll be honest. I've probably watched that 4x400 race either through the video that Mrs. Krall took or the video that Coach Winky took. I've probably watched it 40 times since the meet's been over. I still get nervous each time, even though I know the end result's like watching a bad movie that you've already seen, but you're hoping, you're thinking the outcome might be different. But, you know, they made such great strides from last year that it's amazing. You know, the guy sitting here with us this morning, their fastest 400 of last season was broken the first time they ran it this season. So they do the things in the off season. They have that focus for what they want for the end result, and they just keep plugging away and working hard at it.
Well, there's a lot of other coaches right now in Allenby High School are really grateful that you guys have put those times in on the track, because this is making these guys that much better basketball, football players, track, athletes on wrestling as well. So the whole rest of the school is going to benefit, Coach, from your guys' hard work.
You know, and we benefit from the rest of the school and the coaches' hard work as well. You know, you've got the weight room. Probably the key to our success is we have strong individuals. You know, they go in and they spend the time in the weight room, and we intimidate some teams before we start running, which is kind of fun to do, not in a demeaning way, but the team from Monticello, which was amazing, broke the state record for the most state points. But going into the 4x4 prelims, they were standing next to our guys and just looking at them in awe because of the size. And that, again, is the work that they put in during the summer all the way through the fall and the football season. They continue to lift in basketball and in the track. You know, I think the programs here are helping the programs here.
Good stuff, Coach. Coach Ty Ratliff. We got the Sarver boys are in the house. We're going to talk with them when we come back. Back to Corn 34 and 5, you're listening to The Coach's Corner.
Jason Summers will return with Coach's Corner after a quick message from our sponsors.
Dewey Motor Company of Albia would like to take this time to welcome Scott Tibbles as the new service manager. Dewey is excited to have Scott, a lifelong resident of Monroe County. Scott brings a fresh and new approach to the service department, and Scott's number one goal is customer satisfaction. Dewey services all makes and models, and for your convenience, Dewey offers free local pickup and delivery. So give Scott a call today to schedule your next appointment at 641-932-7500.
Thunder Country KIIC is live and on location.
Here we go.
Here's Joe Millage.
Hey, buddy, you talk about races. my wife, yeah, it's been a race to get to the finish line. I can see it ahead of us. 1 o'clock is the kickoff, and literally we'll have a kickoff. My wife knows nothing but absolute to overwhelm you. Well, you may see me at Slumberland because I'm looking for a place to crash, buddy. You're crashing parties. I'm going to crash Slumberland and just find me in the corner in a bed. All right, drive fast, take chances. All right, hey, taking chances. I'm going to talk with Luke and Ryan Sarver here in just a second about taking a chance because, man, you had to stick it out, your neck out there, and give it everything you got to be successful at state. But, Coach, these guys... They had to take a chance. When you go to at that level, you are taking a chance one, you got all those eyes on you, all the expectations. You've got a community and a school and all your peers and of course everyone that's at the meet. And you're taking a chance out there. You may fail, and that catches people. All too often, great athletes will get to a place where they have a chance to make their moment and. They're so concerned about missing their chance that they miss it.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And it's one of the things we talk about is mentally seeing things happen before it happens. If you do that and you understand the surroundings and what it's going to be like, you know, who's going to be on the track with you and what's going to happen, you can alleviate a lot of that fear of failure that does come with getting to that next stage. You know, and then on a positive aspect, every one of these kids that ran this year were up there last year. Last year was their time to get a feel for the atmosphere. And this year, even though that chance was there, I mean, they were rated number one in the 4x4. That's a tough spot to be at when you're going into the finals. And in the prelims, you ran the fastest time. There's a lot of pressure on them. But you know what? These guys are tough. And I'm going to be honest, you know, and a lot of people don't talk about this openly and publicly because of the fears of this, that, or the other thing. But, you know, we're a team that turned to God this year. We really were. We prayed as a group before each event. And, you know, after the events, whether win or not win, you know, even after that Drake Relays prelim, you know, we thank God for the ability to let Albia shine in front of the big stages. And, you know, I really respect these guys for their moral and the convictions that they have. Fear of failure, it motivates a lot of people to step above and go ahead and accomplish that. And these guys did that this year.
Well, let's talk with Luke and Ryan real quick. First off, you know, Luke, you guys, you know, you're twins. So, you know, you just have that natural bond. You know, when you guys go out and compete, I think you both push each other to be your best. I know you know each other, you know, every ounce of you, but you push each other to be your best.
Yeah, definitely. Me and Ryan, you know, there's a lot of competition there. And, you know, this season we had our one home meet and Coach stuck both of us in the open four. So, you know, there's going to be some hotheads after the race. But, you know, I think the only reason that I had a chance to break that record because Ryan was running with me and just pushed me in that drive. And, you know, who knows who will be holding that record in the next couple of years because we'll just keep pushing each other.
I have a feeling, Ryan, that you're probably wanting to take that spot. But you know, in spite of the I don't know, it's not a rivalry, but pushing each other, you guys also, I know, you enjoy watching each other have success.
Yeah, it's great to see us have a success, and especially Luke. And I was kind of down about that 400 record, but. You know, Luke got it, you know, and just another chance to compete against him again.
Well, you know, you guys, you know, you've been in those big moments on the track and you know, I think, how do you break through this? Coach and I were just been talking about this all morning, but how do you break through that point where, you know, you're no longer thinking about all the things that you could do wrong, but you push through that and you will yourself to, you know, guys to get state championships?
I don't really know. Just... We really focused on, like, warming up. We'd warm up almost an hour and a half, 2 hours before our race and just get warm and loose. And, you know, once that once we got close to our race, there was no messing around. We were focused and just, you know, knew what we could do, and we wanted to go out and show it.
What did it feel like? I think you guys had a pretty good feeling as you're getting there towards the finish line that you guys were going to win that race.
Oh, on the back stretch when Alex was coming his first 200, he was keeping that lead, and I think we all knew that, you know, this is our race, and, you know, we started celebrating before the race was even over, which sometimes isn't a good thing, but it turned out all right.
Yeah, I've only seen the finish line pictures. I haven't got to see the video, but, you know, it appeared to be fairly convincing, by the way.
Yeah, well, you know, we started off strong with Ryan running a 50.6 coming in and handing off to Brett Leshen, and, you know, with our goal was for Brett to get us in the lead, and, you know, when Monticello came in real close, and I knew my goal was to get us the lead, get Alex as big as a lead as we could, and, you know, I think we did that, so.
Well, you know, we talk about each of you have your individual spot, but those handoffs, the timing, and, you know, the track oftentimes gets looked at as an individual sport, but it really takes, Ryan, it really takes, you know, you guys having that that cohesiveness and being able to bond together so that all fits together.
Yeah, the handoffs are one of the biggest parts of the race, the most important parts. You know, if one handoff goes bad, then your whole race is bad. And, you know, we really worked this season on handoffs in all our races, 4x1, 4x2, and 4x4. And, you know, even in the 4x4, a lot of people don't think that the handoffs are that important, but we can cut a ton of time off with just really smooth handoffs.
You can't have a deceleration as one is formed. It's got to be a perfect timing, and that's not an easy task to do. But you know, you guys have been blessed because you've had coaches that understand that.
And it helps a lot when you're with your guys that you run with, because you just get to know them. You get to know their speed. You get to know how they finish. So. Really, it's just instinct by the end of the season on how to take off, where to take off, and where to reach back. And, you know, it's just working at handoffs. You know, you get that instinct of where they're at all the time. So,
well, Ryan, what do you think? You guys are, you know, you're a young team. I can't imagine, you know, what opportunities lie ahead of you if you guys continue to put the work in that you put in this year. In spite, you know, you think about the preparation for this season. You go a year ago and we're outside running in February and March in 70 and 80 degree weather. And, you know, you guys really put the work in when it was hard to put that work in. But it's going to take that kind of work to get you to where I think you guys could compete for a team state championship.
Yeah, we really had a tough time this spring trying to get outside, and, you know, our first meet was canceled due to snow, and we ended up having practice with snow on the track, so it was it was a track practice we probably won't forget, but, you know, it's just a blast working with these guys, and I'm excited for next year, and our goal, we've already got our goal set for next year, so.
Well, Luke, you guys are quickly becoming leaders, you know, and you're becoming leaders in the school, and I think, you know, you guys are going to be leaders not by just the words, but really by your actions.
Yeah, you know, it can sometimes, you think a lot about it, but, you know, you just have to take control and, you know, do your best and be a good role model and just show people who you are and what you stand for.
Well, I know I can't remember which one of you I talked to at the graduation party right after the race, and I think it was Ryan, and I said, you know, you got to remember where this comes from, and you guys you have that humble attitude that you know, yeah, we had this good moment, but we know where this power comes from.
Yeah, you know, after each race, like Coach said, we pray and, you know, thank God for what we've been able to accomplish and the opportunities He's given us. You know, even after winning state in the 4x4, Luke got us all huddled up, you know, 10 seconds after the race was over, and we did a quick prayer before all the interviews started, and, you know, it's cool to have those guys that are all in it with us too. So
sure, that bond that will strengthen you, particularly as things get tough. And you guys had those tough moments. You know, you had the Drake relays. Jeez, you know, you look back and you say, well, hey, that man, that was at that moment, that was a horrible moment. And now you get the chance to reflect back on, see, see how big of a moment that really was for you guys.
Yeah, the Drake relays was really one of the changing points on what knowing what we could do with, you know, we had that fall during prelims. You know, we went back to the hotel, we ate a bunch of crap, and you know, we stayed up till 2 because we were all mad, but you know, playing video games. But coach gave us the news next morning. We got focused and got back on the track and ran. I think that was really a turning point where we knew, where we figured out what we could do this season. So,
well, real quick, you guys, you know, you're surrounded by really outstanding guys. Brett Leshen and you know, you think about Alex Schultz and how he had to really take in a different part. But all around you, you got guys that really have bought into a culture of winning.
Yeah, I remember Alex, you know, before the 4x4 finals at Drake, I remember Alex saying, you know, we're going to win this. And, you know, the champions got to talk, you know, on the stand in the middle of the field. And he's like, when we win this, we're talking. You know, he had that in his mind that we were going to win. And then when we went out and ran and got sixth place at Drake, you know, we didn't realize what our time was. And we were all, you know, kind of ticked off, you know, sixth place, you know, we could have done better. But we looked at our time and, you know, it was the fastest time, you know, that Albie has ever run it by, what was it, 6 seconds. So it's just that mindset that we all have is what really drives us to win.
Well, I think it's going to carry over into next season, but not just the next season of track, but then to the next season, which is going to be coming into the fall sports. And that winning attitude, now having a win a state championship, you know it's possible.
Yeah, I think having this state championship under our belt really really motivates us to do well in all our other sports, because, you know, we were so close last year with losing first round in playoffs during our football season. But, you know, this state championship just drives us to do our best. And, you know, with us having the speed on the team, Coach Statenar has already talked to us, you know, with the speed, we'll just throw all you four out guys out there and just run goes and see who can catch you. So
I don't think there's anybody out there. I think there's a whole bunch of nervous people all around the area. But Coach Luke and Ryan Sarver, outstanding. And Coach, you know, you're preparing right now for the fall that's coming up cross country. And you got lots of really good athletes coming back, but some summer stuff that's got to take place.
Yeah, you know, we lose senior J.D. Anderson this year, but we've got a young guy, Caleb Boley, that's coming in. And he's running approximately the same times that J.D. ran in track last year. So we think that's going to carry over and fill his spot nicely. We've got a cross-country camp out in Pueblo, Colorado, the middle of July that we're working to go to. It's rated one of the top two high school cross-country camps in the nation. And I think that's going to be huge for us. In fact, I had a parent of one of the runners text me a picture. It must have been on Thursday night, sometime this week. And he said, "When did cross-country start in May?" with a question mark. And underneath it was a picture of six of those guys in the driveway at his house stretching to go for their run. We've already got guys turning miles over without me talking to them about turning miles over. And as a coach, that kind of makes me quiver a little bit, because last year we were a top 15 team in the state. And that was without a whole lot of real hard summer work. These guys are focused. They're ready to go out. We're going to have a run-a-thon on June 22nd to try to earn a little bit of money to help them pay for the expenses of the camp. So if they come knocking on your door, it's legit. They're not just putting money in their pockets. They have a goal in mind. And, you know, winning breeds more winning. And these guys, they see the success we had in track. You know, and Mason Cox is one of those kids who part-timed with us this spring in track, ended up on the oval with a ninth place finish, you know, a great 205 time. So he's going to be out there, and I'm projecting him to be the senior leader, because he's the one, it was his house that these guys were meeting at and ready to roll. Last night I was out running with Coach Beal, and I saw five or six of them stretching in the school parking lot. You know, you realize that a team, when they start focusing on their own without coaches around, that's when they've bought into the program. That's when their desire, you know, it's coming from them, not from an outside factor like a coach. So looking forward to that. You know, we've got Davis County's going to have an amazingly tough cross-country boys program this year. So we're looking at our most important meet. You know, it's going to be that first meet of the season. Go out there and show them that we did our work in the off season.
Well, you guys will work hard. There's no doubt about that. Lots of fun ahead. Congratulations to the Albia boys track team and girls track team. Outstanding seasons. Luke and Ryan Sarver. big time stuff out of them, and appreciate them stopping by here at the Coach's Corner. We're going to take a quick time out. We're going to come back and we're going to listen to some comments and words that we had with Jim Zabel in the past as we lost the legendary voice of the Iowa Hawkeyes, Jim Zabel. When we come back to the Corner 34 and 5, you're listening to the Coach's Corner.
We'll be right back with the Coach's Corner. Keep your dial at 96.7 FM.
Bluff Creek Archery is a place to go for those hunting enthusiasts in your family. They have in-stock youth bows and all the accessories for the young archer or the seasoned hunter. With any new bow purchase, you receive 30 days free shooting in their indoor range. Stop in and check out their large selection of bows and archery accessories. Bluff Creek Archery in Albia. Call 932-2422 for more details. That's Bluff Creek Archery on Washington Avenue East in Albia.
There's no need to look any further than Community First Credit Union for the right deal on your next auto loan. For a limited time only, CFirst is offering a fixed auto loan rate as low as 2.49% APR for up to 72 months. Take advantage of the falling rates and extended terms today and get yourself a new car with an auto loan rate as low as 2.49% APR. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. APR is annual percentage rate, terms and qualifications apply. Rate subject to change at any time. Federally insured by the NCUA.
In today's economy, protecting what you have and keeping what you earn is on everyone's mind. As an independent insurance agency, Summers Insurance not only shops around for the most competitive premiums on the market, but we can also give you the small-town, friendly, neighborly service that you expect and deserve. For more information on how you can save money and protect yourself with our home, auto, business, life, and health insurance, call 641-932-7163 or 800-932-7163. Summers Insurance, serving Southern Iowa for over 75 years.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Well, happy Memorial Day weekend to you, and I want to say thank you once again to all who have served this great country, and I know Coach Todd Ratliff right now is serving our country, and I want to say thank you. But on this Memorial Day, we want to remember all those who paid that ultimate sacrifice. Stop out to the Welcome Home Soldier Monument if you haven't done so, and it's really a beautiful tribute to our veterans. Of course, Oakview Cemetery is just driving through it with the flags out. Thank you to the American Legion for making sure that happens, but how beautiful it is, and to remember the gifts that we are given do not come without a sacrifice and a very expensive price, and many have fallen because of that desire that we can share these freedoms today. I want to thank Coach Todd Ratliff, Luke and Ryan Sarver. What an amazing run the track teams have had this year. I want to thank Coach Mike Dewey and Cassie Krall. Congratulations, young lady. Go have yourself a great state tournament. And for all of you this weekend, have a great weekend. Kick off 1 o'clock today, Christian Summers graduation party. Come on out and join us at the River Life Family Worship Center. Have some fun, have some cake, and I promise you, you'll be entertained. I want to say thank you to the best producer in the business, Scotty Fry. If you only knew the stuff that we put him through every Saturday morning as we throw things on him at the last minute, he gets the job done. And for all of you, for making us a part of your Saturday morning, have a great weekend. You've been listening to The Coach's Corner.
Thunder Country KIIC. We're live and on location.